advise you to get off the streets as quickly as possible. It'll soon be a war up there.
And we are, as a people, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths.
I know for a fact.
And to secret proceedings.
Weapons of mass destruction.
I have a dream.
I take the threat very seriously.
A new world order.
Your government thanks you for your participation.
You are now listening to the world-famous Sofa King Podcast.
Please, read from sheets. I am Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Now repeat all very fast, please.
I am Sofa King.
Faster.
I am Sofa King.
No, not so fast. Loses meaning.
I am Sofa King.
You say funny things.
There you go. I went to grab the bell, Brent. Just Dave ruined it. I was back perfect time. I could still hear it.
Well, it made my... I was just... God damn, you guys. My clank didn't go good, but that Four Roses is fucking hot, dude. I don't know what's up with this. This is like jet fuel. Sammy Walsh's single barrel that he sent us. This is that one from... Yeah, Sammy Walsh, Red Dog. They like went and handpicked it, but god damn, dude. Like fumes came out my nose.
I seen your face on that. Yeah, that was bad.
Wagging
looked like you smelled
out.
Dog shit.
Oof. No, my dog shit face is way worse.
Is it? What's it look like? I don't know. That was worse. That was original right this there. That was you. No.
No?
No. It was good.
It was genuine.
I liked it. It was good. I would have had the bell though. And yeah. I went to reach for it and I was like, it's gone. And Dave fucking...
Well, because you got up to grab whiskey and I thought you were indicating, oh, ring the bell.
I was saying watch Brent freak out.
Oh,
but I'll be
so
back in time.
I grabbed the bell because I figured you weren't going to be there.
I could hear it on the headphones. Like, so I knew my timing was impeccable.
He did watch Brent freak out. You did make Brent freak out.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what happened. And fuck Brent's show up. That's what
I do want to say. I'm always happy about our whiskey wall.
Absolutely.
It's really shaky.
Actually, I was showing guys at work. I was like, oh, yeah, here's pictures of the studio. I didn't know I had them. And they're like, what the fuck? I was like, yeah.
We had a customer come in to pick up a computer. And it was like a young person where I was like, that's one of those things. I was like, I feel like she'd be cool to podcast. One of them utes. The two utes at the counter. I gave her a podcast sticker. And she was like, is this a podcast? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, I'm in a multimedia class and I'm supposed to listen to a podcast like today.
Go.
Like, that's so weird you gave me that sticker. And she, like, she fangirled out more than actual fans that have come down here. Finally had to clean the studio. So many fucking people came to see this. I'm so glad I cleaned up. We had stuffed animals everywhere. It looked like a fucking kid's room in here.
Yeah.
There was just, like, notes and papers on the floor and water bottles and stuffed animals and shit. I had just cleaned it, and a bunch of people showed up like, hey, I was going to see if I could see the studio. And I was like, okay.
This studio gets used.
That's how you know we're studying.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know we're using it.
Yeah.
How messy we are on one Sunday, though. I think it's because we went a couple Sundays.
That's mostly like Dave's area is horrible right now.
Yeah. It's all the stuffed animals.
Yep.
It is. That shit.
Love them. I got a new one this week, too.
What'd you get? You going to talk about it yet?
Sure. I got a giant poop emoji. Which
my daughters.
Show the camera.
I have to tell you, my daughters would be jealous.
Oh, do they like the poop emoji?
For whatever reason, yeah.
They love
like
that shit.
Favorite thing.
So they sent me a poop emoji. Derek Watson, and the gift message in the box said, Brent may have a wombat, or he says Brent both times.
Oh, he's fucking gone. He's out.
Brent may have a wombat, and Brent has his pigeon. Well, he got this part right, though. But I got you this because you're the shit. Hashtag fuck Brad. Derek Watson, Life Bites Podcast.
Oh, yeah, that's Derek. Yeah, he's the guy that gave me the shirt that I didn't understand.
Oh, he probably did it because you always say you can't remember his name.
Oh.
Maybe
I don't know his name.
Maybe.
The fuck was I going to say? Oh, a guy came and visited, and he was like, I heard him out front telling the CJ at the counter, hey, I think I could see the studio. And I was like, oh, hey, and nice to meet you. And I walked him down here, and we did the whole studio tour. He takes off. I give him some stickers and hot sauce, and then he posts on social media, thanks, Brad, for the tour of the studio.
I saw that.
I was like, that's it. You got to bring the hot sauce and stickers back, bitch.
Yeah. Was that the guy who was on jury duty?
That might be right. So what I was going to say is, to his defense, I'm mad because he didn't remember what my name was.
You don't remember his.
I have no fucking clue what
my name is.
Like,
I
met him, shook his hand, gave him shit, a tour, read his post, got mad.
Yeah.
Wrote a rap about it, and I still don't know his name. Yeah. I suck.
Oh, well.
I can't remember names at all.
I'm horrible. No, I'm horrible. Faces, I'm good.
Fucking worst.
I feel guilty as
faces,
fuck.
Faces, I'm good. You remember Zane Estrada's mom, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Who can forget? Sleeve of Wizard.
Yeah.
Dripping, dude. It's like a mess. You have to wash the sheets. Like, you're not going two sessions on that shit.
Yeah.
It's literally like you got out of the shower and just laid on the bed to, like,
you're in a steam
dry.
Room.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fucking rough.
Sweating.
Yeah.
She's like a, her badge if like you a, were, so like Brent got off her and I came in number two, it's like a slip and slide. As soon as you hit it, fly off the other side of the bed.
Yeah.
Horrible.
She calls it the sauna piranha. That shit.
It's snaps too. It snaps too. It's like,
it grips for as wet as it is. It's impressive. The clinch, but it's there.
Yeah. She calls it the vice clit.
The vice. I didn't hear that. I didn't. Yeah. I saw the sauna piranha. I didn't. The vice clit.
That's when it grips on.
Her clit can grip. It's like a little wiener, like vice a little clit. Midget pinky.
Yeah.
It sticks out like a pinky and hooks you.
Yep.
It tickles the top of your shaft as it goes in because it's such a long clit.
Yeah. It actually wraps around like an octopus tentacle.
You guys did some shit I didn't do. Yeah. I thought my game was on. Apparently.
I thought I was French kissing her and I was below. The lights were off. Yeah.
Man.
I thought that was her nose at first. It's really weird.
I'd say it's a slippery slope talking about his mom, but like that term doesn't even do it justice anymore. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's like it's like a water slide.
Yeah. They said the old slip and slide. That's what they call her.
So speaking of that, El Yucateco Hot Sauce, I wanted to say that we have El Yucateco mini keychain pocket sauce. So I got a fucking bag of those things. So I will be giving those away on social media for participation at random. It might not even be a normal like post and request for prize. You're loving that shit, huh?
So good.
It is so good. That's why that one's almost empty.
Which one?
The Jameson Caskmates. I've never been a fan of Jameson. And
so good. Is that the stout?
Yeah.
It's funny. My bottle at home is stuck at that too. I stopped right there because I was like, I don't want to take the last of it.
No, it's on sale.
I got about half a bottle.
It's on sale right now at Albertson.
Dude, this shit's so good. I normally don't drink at home. And I've literally got off work and fucking just poured myself a finger and drank it. Like
when I was there this week, it was $19 and there was a $2 off coupon if you use the app.
At Albertson's?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Do they have the IPA one yet or is it just the stout one?
Oh, I bought some.
I don't want to buy
just the stout. Rite Aid or CVS I saw had the IPA one.
Costco has the
one. I want to try that.
I should just buy it and bring it. Yeah.
I think I have, if I still have the IPA one, I'll bring it. That was good.
So you can tackle though. I have those little prizes. Oh, the other thing I want to mention, because I'm going to give away new prizes this week when you hear this, is I made a new prize called Postage is More Than the Prize package. So basically it's some bullshit in a bag where the postage probably costs
you don't know
more
what it is.
To you
no.
than the prizes, but I'm not gonna tell you what it is, but you'll post it when you get it. So I'm going to be giving those away. Also for random social media participation. If you shared
okay,
or
we're giving
you liked,
all kinds
or,
of stuff
yeah, you
away.
Commented, or we just want to fuck with you and send you like a bitch gift where, you know, it's just tampons or some shit, something like
who
that.
Knows? Yeah. Tampons are expensive though. It won't be that.
Not the Dollar Tree. They're not.
Oh, those are horrible tampons. Well, those don't even stop a bloody nose.
He didn't say he's dripping good.
No, what happens is on those, they're very absorbent, but the string breaks off.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. You got to dig that shit
out. What about the ones with the wings? The wings
fly you have to get them out with the tweezers. Oh. Get up there.
I do have a question.
What?
Mm-hmm. It's from Mandy Miotti. Mandy Miotti.
She's a
Mandy
patron. Top level patron.
Maya
I just
T.
shipped her some stuff.
Maya T.
Yeah.
She works as a personal masseuse for a Kobe beef company.
Mm.
That's what she does. Says she loves rubbing down cow meat.
Mm-hmm.
It was an obsession for her since she was a young girl. She knows Dave is a vegan. Well, here, listen, you know, she knows Dave is a vegan, but we're not consuming meat or harming any animal. She says, what is our favorite meat to rub down?
My own, of course.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, duh. I don't rub the other meat. I just burn it, put it in my mouth, man.
I don't like rubbing down meat.
You rub your own meat though?
You don't rub like your nipples or anything?
No.
No.
Not even your own?
You don't, rub your,
you,
the virtual, you don't rub your baby's
the
meat?
Pump app?
You don't rub down Vaughn at all? Like lotion him up?
Now shit's getting weird.
Yeah.
I wasn't weird. I was saying I lotion my boy up.
No, that's true. I do. He gets out of the shower.
You get fucking ashy. You get fucking ashy shins.
My jokes stop here.
I'm not making a joke. I just put, he gets out of the shower. Yeah. I put lotion on his legs and his arms.
Rub that baby meat down.
Yeah. I was all waiting like
got him.
How uncomfortable
got him. Oh man, yeah, I like tri-tip.
Yeah.
I rub tri-tip down. You gotta massage in because I do a dry rub.
I've been eating way less meat, not by choice, but I'm not like being strict about it, but most of the time, just because it's what I'm hungry, I've just been eating the same thing. It's probably what's wrong with me. Just hummus, rice, and black beans. That's all I want to fucking eat lately.
It's
horrible. I don't know why. I just crave the fuck out of that. Yeah. That's all I want to eat. And it's just easy.
Yeah. I'm getting fat shamed, so I'm not eating at all.
What are you going to eat? Nothing. You want to go on a fast with me?
No.
No. You fat fuck. Why don't you do it? Huh? You're sloppy over there.
Chicken and white rice. That's it.
Chicken and white rice?
Mm-hmm. I don't like brown rice.
Brown rice is way better for you.
No, it doesn't matter if it's better for me.
You're being a bitch. It doesn't matter if you like it. You have a goal.
Oh. Yeah, but if
I don't like the color.
Yeah. I like the color of it. It's brown rice.
That's not why.
It's not the flavor or the texture.
No, it's mostly the color.
Okay. What if you got bleached brown rice?
I could do that.
Okay.
I don't know. That's called white rice.
Design that's white.
Yeah, that's what's happening. The little shell came off or whatever. You should just do brown rice.
Nope.
Just flavor it.
I don't like it. It sucks.
Yeah, so do diets, dude. No. Just fucking do
I'm
it.
Not dieting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're changing what you're eating to chicken and rice, but you're not on a diet.
It's
not a diet.
It's a lifestyle, sir.
Well, change your lifestyle to brown rice.
I don't want to. I don't eat a whole lot of rice, just not brown rice.
How about this? Here's what
the shit doesn't work, okay?
I'll tell you what
brown rice doesn't work.
I'll tell you what does work. Whatever you eat and whatever I eat, and we have to be totally honest, you're obligated to take a picture and send it to me of what you ate. Because you will be like, if I have to take a picture of this chocodile, I'm not fucking sending that shit to
you. I'm not eating that.
That's what I'm saying. You have to take a picture of anything you put in your fucking in your mouth, and I don't want to see any dicks.
Well, then don't send me your pictures.
Yeah, there goes that half of the
part. Mine's my own. I had two ribs removed. Oh. I've been doing yoga for
2 weeks.
Ribs. Yeah. Well, I had to.
I wanted to start yoga.
I got the tip, but.
I want to start yoga. I wanted to start doing yoga. Get flexible.
I'm
down.
Let's do broga.
I want to start doing Tai Chi.
You've been wanting to do that for a while.
Yeah. Tai Chi would be good. Soft on the bones.
Yep.
Yeah. That's yoga. True. Yoga.
I do black tea.
Yeah, but we don't know if we're not honest or not about the food. That's the bad thing about
you'll know.
Fuck that. I'm saying I will be honest. Be honest. Can you not promise me you're going to be honest?
I don't even answer my text back, or I don't answer yours.
We'll do it on Messenger.
Okay.
Oh, you answer messages. Changed it for you? Okay, then.
Okay.
I don't do text, man. Fuck text. I'm over it. I open it, and I'm like, look at this text I missed. Like, it doesn't even work. I don't get notifications. Half the time, it doesn't go through. I just do Samsung. Facebook Messenger. Maybe. Yeah. I don't think so, though. I had trouble.
Dave, you were texting and Dave never texts back. He's like 3 days late.
That's just Dave. Dave just doesn't do that very much. Yeah. You just know you're not getting responded to.
Well, those are your answers, Mandy.
Yeah.
And thank you for your Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah. We
already didn't know she was a patron.
Yeah. But I do want to, a term was used in the SK Ultra fan group on Facebook that I learned to spread. No, well, that was used as well.
That's
and it's fucking dope.
Yeah.
Skultiverse, which Chris includes Strain. All the various groups and podcasts associated
Pillow,
with
huh?
it. No, it isn't. It was because it's something I've been struggling with, and it was given to us by the mad German Giza.
Oh,
good old Giza.
She's pretty happy most of the time.
Geisa. She is. Yeah. Jizza, Geisa, Giza.
The pyramids of Giza.
It's all the same thing. Power of Giza.
Giza, power of Giza. But she.
She's a cold hearted snake.
In,
She's a cold hearted snake, you know?
So I don't even know that she was aware of the comment that she made or the impact it would have on me, but at one point she was referring to people in the SK Ultra fan group and she referred to them as followers.
Yeah.
And I thought that was because I don't like calling people listeners because that sounds kind of lame and flat. And I don't like calling people fans because I think that's a presumption.
That seems weird.
Like I'm not assuming you're a fan.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
you might fucking listen to it. I don't know that you're a fan, but followers ties into our cult.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have followers and then we're like one step closer to making it a cult. So I think we need to start always referring to everyone who listens to the show as our followers.
It's a social media term too, though. No, devotees. We need something more like what's something more religious?
Acolytes?
Well, followers would be religious.
Damn. Yeah, acolytes. But like Instagram.
No, that's true.
That
Instagram
shit.
Does have followers. You
got
right.
it. It's not as cool
you
as you think.
You burst my bubble.
Yeah.
You basically just told Jizza to go fuck off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
good job.
That happens.
Sorry, Jizza.
Acolytes.
Not the guy calling her Jizz over here. It was me with my.
That's the Jizza.
The Jizza.
Wu Tang Clan.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the genius.
Oh.
Yeah,
Meow.
Whiteness on top of whiteness.
Yeah. Just fucking white bread over there.
I had no idea. No.
Fucking bag of Sara Lee sitting over there in the chair.
I've had Tang, actually, but I've never had the Wu-Tang.
The Sara Lee gets into a Mandela effect.
How's that?
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee, or nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Think it's nobody
does it like Sara Lee.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee is the tagline now.
No.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yes.
That's a weird ass way to word that.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Yeah.
Some double negative weird shit where they tricked
weird
you.
Weird shit. Yeah.
They would never pick that in a marketing.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Yep.
Nobody sorry doesn't. To burst your Mandela bubble.
Uh-oh, he's looking it up.
No, I was just checking something.
Shout out to, Brent Hates You, Sculpt Member of the Month, all of you that have been so far. Sculpt Member of the Month, March, Jarrell Jones. Again, Brent, sorry.
He's actually my favorite. I just fight it. It's so easy to like him.
Well, he says it just goes along with it. He says Goonies is his favorite white person movie only because Brent likes it. Other than that, it's fucking horrible.
Hmm.
I agree with him. It's okay, Jarrell.
It's still a compliment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It shows your influence.
Yeah. That's all it is, really.
He hates white people movies, but he's willing to watch that one. Watches that.
It's
like
his favorite one because you like it.
Yeah, teach them. Tomato, so. Tomato.
Yeah.
Jarrell.
Other than that.
Fuck off. Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah. Other than that, it's fucking horrible. Yeah, I like it. I'm on board. I'm with it.
I still remember the first time I heard Jarrell Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Instagram. He was in a van eating a bagel sandwich.
Saying
he didn't like hot sauce. He had green Teco.
Yep. Man, how is it to be a nobody and have these famous people remember your first video?
What's that feel like?
How does it feel like?
He's like, goddamn, you are. And I thought he was like a fucking white guy from Brooklyn until I saw his hand on the bagel. And I was like, what the fuck?
Banana fingers.
What's
then
up, Wesley
an
Snipes?
Alien.
How are you doing the Brooklyn voice? Yeah. It was a trip. It blew my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like an Asian guy with a Texas accent. It just fucks me up every time. Because that happens.
Actually, that's really weird.
It does happen.
Speaking of which, our topic today is Tiananmen Square massacre.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that's weird is I wanted to start the episode, because you just said an Asian man with a Texan accent.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to start the episode by suggesting that since we're going to be incredibly racially insensitive throughout the entire discussion of Chinese people,
pretty much,
that we should do all of the Chinese accents as Southerners.
Mm. Oh, that's... That wasn't planned.
I was going.
I know. That's why it freaked me out as soon as you said that. I was like, "Fuck!" I was
that's like
just
the third psychic thing I did today, right, Brad?
Mm-hmm.
That is the third.
That
thing.
Is. That is.
What was it? It was Goonies.
The Goonies
accent.
Thing. Yeah, you bring the Goonies things, and I was like, "That's funny," because Jarrell talked about Goonies, and then
what was the other thing? It was
other
before
thing
that.
Was, something was in here. No, it was in here afterwards.
Yeah.
You said something right before I was doing something. Like I was like, "That's weird." That goes along with that. What you just said.
Yeah. Brad was like, I knew you were going to have me suck your dick. And here I am on my knees sucking on your dick. This is weird. That's what happened.
Was it? I don't remember.
Good,
that.
Dude. You're quick.
Well, so anyway, my suggestion was going to be that every time we do a Chinese person speaking,
that's
we just
be
do
weird.
A Southern
I'm,
accent.
In my head, I'm trying offensive. To figure that out.
I'm fucking up already. Hey, cowboy. I'm on a fucking left.
Hey, cowboy. Ah. You want another bowl of rice, partner?
Yeah. See, we're fucked it up. Is that right? Is that what you're going for?
No, not
any
at all.
Time out. Like,
not at all.
I only wear a Wrangler. That's what you mean. Like that?
Nah.
That's not at all. Just forget I even said it.
Why, you got a six shooter?
I take a sarsaparilla.
I love the pork and beans. Harold.
Pork and beans.
Welcome to my hamburger shop.
Because that's a cowboy. It's a cowboy thing, hamburger shack. You know.
Shop.
Okay, I'll just cross that part out of my notes.
No, I like that. I think we stick with
it. I'm glad I could help.
Hi,
I'm
man.
Trying to figure it out. Hold on though. We've been
I got it.
Go.
Hi man, check out this math problem. I'm gonna solve on my abacus.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
That way we're getting away from the racial stereotypes.
Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. So we go. So I'm trying to think of Texas. I'm trying to think of what is in Texas, though. Like,
everything's big in Texas.
Everything's big in Texas?
Mm-hmm. Which is the opposite because all the Chinese people are really tiny.
Hey there, Wang Chong. Check out my giant waffle.
No.
No? It doesn't go?
No.
Oh. I don't know.
Just mark it off and
I'm
move
confused.
On. We'll see what happens.
We can't.
It's too late.
Don't understand how good this is.
Magic 19 today.
Magic 19.
Fuck it.
No, we're already in the topic.
Yeah, oh, we are. Okay. We're talking about the Chanxes.
So our see, I told you we stick at the South. We're safe, but right. we've already yeah. sailed past that, I believe. So our topic today is the Tiananmen Square massacre from 1989. And even though a lot of people might not know a whole lot about it, I think most people are probably familiar with the iconic photo or video of the tank man.
Unless you're in China modern day.
Right.
Did you see that? That they asked people, like, do you know what this picture is? And they don't know.
They took that shit out quick.
The censorship is strong.
Oh, yeah.
Like fucking Google gangster. Like, it's insane.
Yep.
They were like college kids who were like the leaders of their like, you know, political group or whatever. And they were like, do you know what this picture is? And they're like, not out of context. I don't know. A battle of some sort. I don't know what's happening there. What's that guy doing? Why is he in front of a tank? And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. This is one of the most like revolutionary, prominent, like historical things that happened in your country. And you're supposed to be.
And you know nothing.
And you know nothing of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of like America.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was almost like little kids asking him what a disc man was.
Right.
You know, or VCR. It was that type of scenario where like, how does that person not know what the fuck that is?
They've had iPods there since the 80s.
Yeah, they did.
They wouldn't know what a disc man was.
So the Tiananmen Square massacre, the short summary, so you know what it is we're talking about, and then we can get into the timeline and talk about the details. So on June 4th of 1989, there was a culmination of several months of student protests that ended up in obviously a massacre, or it wouldn't be called the Tiananmen Square massacre.
And they literally wanted things like better food in the cafeteria and better dorm like situation and environment, but they didn't have a word for it. So they kept using the word democracy. But the crazy thing about it is they didn't have a true definition of what democracy was. They didn't really know what they were chanting and what they really wanted. They didn't have a grasp of that concept.
Well, but I think the thing is, though, it leapfrogs past that, though, because at the beginning of the protests, it's nothing but students.
Right.
And by, you know, that's in April. And by mid-May, it's everyone in Beijing. Yeah. Like, it's no longer students worried about stuff. It's everybody. And at that point, it's spreading to other cities.
It's because they wanted dorms and they're screaming democracy and everybody else wanted democracy.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
And they're like,
they literally asked them, though, like some of the student leaders, they're like, do you know what democracy is? And they're like, no, but I know that we need more of it. Because they knew it was like, it's the opposite of communism.
Right,
and we're fucking have to have a prescription to get a watermelon. Right. Did you see that shit?
No. That's why they get fake watermelons.
There was literally a woman that said, yeah, they do the fake fucking bread rolls made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
That shit is so crazy. A woman had left and she came back after this all happens later. And she was like, I was so amazed how much better the quality of life was. People were actually wearing colors. I was like, what? Like rewind. And she's like, yeah, people's clothes, they had colors, like different colors. It's like they're walking around, like all wearing fucking gray and brown.
Yeah,
they weren't allowed to wear colors. And then it was like, and you could get books. The food was amazing. You could get cherries now. I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? You can get cherries now. She's like, it used to be that you had
She's saying this is after the...
This is after, like now, more modern day after this has happened. And that now you could have a watermelon where you used to have a doctor's prescription to get a watermelon. I was like, what in the fuck is she talking about?
The hell?
I don't think we understand. Like, I know we all like know that communism is like, man, they're fucking locked down, freedom of nothing. But I didn't realize it was like you had to wear gray clothes and you can't have a watermelon without a doctor's prescription. That's some like legit.
That's why there's no black people in China.
Yeah, they're like, fuck this. You got to get, crazy. Hold on a minute. I got to talk to Dr. Wang Chong to get some fried chicken and fucking watermelon.
I'll just take Tussin.
Fuck are you, what they say. I'm stuck here with the watermelon Tussin.
Yeah, it gave me a next level appreciation.
Well, it said that
the situation of absolutely. Lack of
it said they wanted democracy, greater accountability, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. And I think. Although, like you said, it started with the college students, like everybody else came in and kind of put their own label on what they wanted. And it just became, they're fucking oppressed. You know what I mean? They're these people these people don't get to do anything.
The only other thing that happened was the government had never faced any type of resistance or opposition like that. No one had ever, they weren't even allowed to wear a fucking
besides the
color
Mongolians,
shirt, let alone someone to fucking like, you know, they had just come out of an era with an emperor where you couldn't even make eye contact or look. It was like head down respect.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their way of life is a lot different than ours as far as respect goes.
Right.
And for someone to go to the streets and say they don't like what's happening was just unheard of.
Yeah, it was.
And when there was no immediate response because they were like, what are these guys doing? Like, they really didn't even know how to respond to it at first. So it begat like, hey, nobody stopped us. Let's come do this tomorrow.
And I think the scale of it is crucial because it blows my mind that this, like, as we get into the scale, you'll fucking hear about it. This is a fucking massive, massive thing.
Yeah.
And B, that mass of people would afford you a certain amount of anonymity and safety. If there's 30,000 people protesting, you're going to feel a lot safer than if there's 30 of you. Because if 30 of you can get disappeared in the middle of the night, with 30,000, no one's going to know that you were there. Yeah. Like, it kind of changes the game. So in April, on April 17th of 1989, the general secretary of the Communist Party passes away. And he was a huge symbol for the Utes in China at the time, because he was like an anti-corruption political reform. He called for more freedoms. He called for freedoms of, and he was like a very important politician.
And protests had already, because of him, the protests in like 1987, there had already started to be some kind of large scale protests going on.
Right.
And then when he dies, it's sort of like the spark that lights the fire.
Yeah. And they get together at first for mourning. They gathered like tens of thousands of college students. Well,
they probably think that they're going to start losing that grasp of you know, freedoms that they were getting and that he was fighting for, which makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. So they gather to mourn and to hang out and whatever, and it's all college students at the beginning, which made me wonder how many fucking college students are in the city of Beijing if tens of thousands of them were all showing up to mourn and do stuff. But so between April 18th and 21st, demonstrations start to get bigger and bigger in Beijing, and more people show up, and other universities start to do the same thing all throughout China. So it's not just Beijing. Every city that has universities in it, the professors talk to each other, etc. Everyone's finding out that people are protesting, specifically college students, because even though the lockdown on information is like super tight, they still have more information than most people.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they're still the more educated, etc. So they're the ones who are willing to
spread about 400 cities, it says.
Yeah, it's spread quite a bit. So
it's a lot.
Yeah. And at this point, two parties form within the Communist Party, right? There's the one party that's fuck the students, like, this is going to get out of hand.
We call them the hardliners.
Yeah, we need to squash this, like, hard and fast. Fuck this. Don't let it spread. And then there's another group that supports the students and thinks that the best course for the government is to afford them some of the freedoms, listen to what they have to say, sit down at the table with them and make some changes. So it's not like the entire government was just like this super fuck them oppressive regime. There were people in the government who also wanted this change.
Right.
And keep in mind, like, right now, when we think of China, or at least when I think of China, I know that there are major industrial hubs and they have electronics and they have cable and they have, you know, fucking new cars.
Right.
And they, like, but that's none what, of at the time that didn't, mind that wasn't there
to be so advanced now, though. And like, how do you not have
their,
this? Like,
their
North
internet
Korea,
and stuff, though, their information
is still
on lockdown. Their information and stuff is still filtered and locked down. And
I didn't know. I thought people were free to travel. You just think like there's no way that that's not coming in, because when you see it as a society, it doesn't seem like North Korea style. And it's so amazing to me that they could still have such an a lockdown on information.
Well, it would be like if the government said, we can't search up fucking ABC topic, whatever it is.
We just don't know.
We just don't know. You go to look it up. There's exist. Nothing, no ads come in. There's nothing about it.
I watched a video where they like searched Tiananmen Square.
There.
And on ours, it comes up with the tank picture immediately. Mm-hmm. Massive carnage, all kinds of crazy shit. You do it there, and it was like tourists visiting Tiananmen Square.
Right, the Heavenly Gate.
Yeah, like, the Heavenly Gate. You're like, what the fuck?
Well, and the difference is, too, the only reason we'd be searching that up is because either for travel reasons, which is less than the historic event that's happened that people probably search for. It's a more search for topic.
Right.
There, they probably search Tiananmen Square. I mean, there's a fucking billion people there. You know what I mean?
Like, you would think that rumors and whispers and like folklore and like that it would be passed down, but it's like they instill the fear. It's like,
it's, you know what though?
1984,
like too,
Big Brother
still
hear you.
If you came in and said, oh, hey, this happened in America. Like I think kids today won't think that big of a deal of 9/11.
It happens to us.
You know, 9/11 won't be
pilgrims, I mean, and Indians.
Yeah,
it's like smallpox and genocide, and we're like, hey, they taught them how to bury fish, right, with exactly, the corn.
Yeah, they grew corn, right, and they had a meal together. Yeah,
and you're like, no, they raped all the women and gave them smallpox blankets, right, and shit. Yeah, and like, yeah, that's what that's.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah, I mean, and but this is sooner.
Yeah,
that's, but you know, this is in the 80s. But if you told them something that happened, the President Reagan was almost shot and killed 3 times or whatever, you know, and kids.
Right.
Who's President Reagan?
Well, also,
you know, what I mean? Like,
I mean, the other thing to keep in mind is the fucking size of China.
Yeah.
And that even though early on you've got demonstrations happening everywhere, by mid-May when the army gets involved, almost every city that was having demonstrations is like, fuck that. Let's just shut our mouths.
Yep.
So it just vanished.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's really Beijing. And I forget the name of the other city that still had some uprisings, but there's 2 cities that don't really communicate with other cities that had these rebellions. So it's going to be very easy. I mean, if St. Louis had some big fucking rebellion and no one ever talked, you would never know that that happened in St. Louis. Yeah.
I honestly believe there's a ton of information that we don't know.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? Like there's things that are
didn't know though, like Florida shooting or something, for example, I didn't know until the next week.
You know
what I mean? And I'm someone that's like kind of I'm in technology, you know what I mean? I see stuff, but I didn't watch the news. It just didn't get to me. Right. So I guess I can see where that happens.
So it starts to build up heat. April 22nd, 100,000 university students assemble outside the Great Hall of the People, which is in Tiananmen Square, and that's where the memorial is being done for the guy who died. And then a bunch of the students get together and they write a list of demands that they want to take to the leader of the party who opposes them,
right,
like the main government, not the main guy in charge of the country, but kind of the number 2 or number 3. So there's, I forget
his
name.
Well, it's that side of the government.
Deng Xiaoping, is it him?
Yeah.
That's the guy that when Mao pushed him out of power and he was in exile. And then when Mao dies, he slips back into power. He's one of the leaders, but I think he might be the hardliner.
No, this isn't for Deng Xiaoping. Deng Xiaoping is the leader.
He's on the hard side. Yeah,
this is a guy who's named Li Peng.
Okay,
and he's in charge of the hands on the like the dirt on the ground. Like I'm involved in the government here in Beijing. He's the leader of the army and everything right there.
And then the guy right under him, Ting Tang,
and Back Peng. Back Peng was a big part.
Yeah,
they're all in it together.
They were all three of them.
He got run over by a tank.
But 3 students walk up with a position,
Tang Tao,
with a petition. Demanding change, which is illegal, and they insist to see Li Peng.
Did you say racist?
A little bit.
he said which is illegal, and he's like, so fucking racist.
I was talking about you.
He was backtracking.
I thought you were talking about Dave was saying.
He was backtracking 30 seconds.
It's not racist. That's stereotyping.
I was talking about us throwing a pan down the hallway.
That's true.
It's not racist.
So they go up and they insist on seeing Li Peng, the guy who's in charge of the city and wants to squash the rebellion.
Liu Kang
refuses to meet with them. And then over the next several days, the students boycott classes and they start to form student unions. And both boycotting classes and forming unions are illegal in China. So the students are starting to just do tons of illegal shit because they're fucking sick of it.
They want to see some change.
So the guy,
these are all punishable by death.
Basically. Yeah, pretty much there. You get disappeared in the middle of the night or hung or
it's more than
whatever.
That you're exiled or you just disappear.
Yeah.
So on April 25th, the guy who's got their back, the politician, a guy named Zhao Ziyang, goes away to North Korea. And as soon as he does, then they say, we have to fucking squash this shit. Like their biggest political ally just left the country. Let's step in and stop this from fucking going any further. Because if you're in that hardline communist party, fuck this. This is the beginning of the end. Like this shit is, this grows, we're Dunsky. Like there's no,
it's
like,
it's amazing that how big it got and out of hand it got. And they somehow still put the lid back on that shit.
Yeah.
Like it was insane. You thought no way are they pulling anything off. Right. This shit is like 250,000 fucking people protesting and going crazy and Molotov cocktails and Gorbachev visiting and it's on fucking TV and the whole world sees it and George Bush Sr.'s making phone calls and we all know about it. No way you're gonna fucking
and the scope of this, over a million people gathered in the square that's just in one place. They, a million people,
even the protesters can't visualize their own government taking it to, they thought, oh, it'll be rubber bullets and water hoses and tear gas if they do anything.
Right.
Like, this is it. We got to have the steam. We're going to win this. Like, there's no way the world is going to see this and they're still going to like light bullets. That's not happening.
Yeah. 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 Well, wait for it because then shit goes south. So April 27th, April 25th, when that guy leaves town, they publish the government publishes an article in the papers that basically says, you're all out of line. This is illegal. You have to stop what you're doing. The government does not support you and it never will. You have no support from
the
government.
As a way to like sway public opinion. Right. I guess they used a term. I never heard the term, but it meant that they're causing turmoil.
Yeah.
And they said there's no English translation, that it basically means you're bad.
Right.
And you're causing
it's basically terrorism,
unnecessary
pretty much.
Shit. Right. Yeah. That you're a bad, you're doing bad things and it's bad for society for no reason at all.
Right. And it backfires.
Right.
Because at this point it starts to spread a little bit into other cities because people are like, cause it gets published everywhere. So now people are like, okay, fuck that. And it starts to make people who aren't college students get involved.
I think
so
up really until this point, the only hunger strike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. At this point, only college students were involved. But once this editorial comes out, regular, just like blue collar workers, et cetera, start to
their attention.
They're like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. So now more people are aware and pissed off. So it does not do what they thought it was going to do. And again, they start to get nervous. The party leaders see that what's happening on fucking CNN, the fucking cable news networks are picking it up. So they're just waiting for everything to escalate and go south. And by the beginning of May, tens of thousands of students start to march into Tiananmen Square. And while they're there, while there's tens of thousands of people, everybody's tripping because Mikhail Gorbachev is getting ready to visit Beijing.
Right.
And Beijing is where everybody's protesting. The Soviet Union is collapsing or has already collapsed.
Right.
So China is fucking tripping balls on what's happening in the city that Gorbachev is. It's like just a huge loss of faith.
Yeah. It's a perfect political storm and a humiliation for them to have him show up on that time.
Yeah.
His like motorcade can't get around. There's no way for them to hide it. He's getting off the plane. They can't like give into demands to try to stop it. They can't deny Gorbachev's visit and reschedule because it's obviously something's going on. So they have nothing to do but fucking ride it.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is when the first hunger strike started. 160 people start doing hunger strikes.
And that was extremely impactful for the population of China.
What do they say? And he's like, oh, they love you. Yeah. Ah, they're cheering for you.
Yeah. Why are they bleeding and have flaming Molotov cocktails? Yeah.
No, Gorbachev said, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
It's a sign killed of them. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, this is what we do.
The hunger strike, though, for the population of China is like a very impactful symbolically, basically, because it comes from a population that has a history of famine. And so for those type of people to have that type of history and voluntarily impose it upon themselves speaks volumes to say how serious they are.
Right.
And then obviously they're not just terrorists. And whatever's happening in the papers is not the truth, because why would you put yourself through something like starvation unless it was for, and why would so many people be involved in doing it?
Right.
You know, so it really shows that this is a serious matter, and other people are like, well, what the fuck? Why are these students doing this?
Right.
And they start to bring, I think they start to, that's what brings out a lot of the working class and a lot of the other people on top of that newspaper article. Mm-hmm. But they start to, it goes into 51 cities and it starts to spread like fucking crazy at that point.
Well, I think at this point, you're probably not trusting your government really. So whatever is being written in the paper, you know, you're probably like, I'm gonna go check this out for myself.
Or you're brainwashed.
You know?
I don't know.
I think either way. But you got to think too, like this is just a small percentage of the people there.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and if it's only 0.1%, that's a lot of fucking people.
Think about but here, I also, like, I'm very like untrusting of that. I'm like, bullshit. Every time something happens, I'm like, fucking bullshit. That smells funny. Like, that's weird. But most people, even though we know time after time, it's been shown that people are fucking lying and we did all this stuff.
Yeah.
People eat that shit up. And especially in a repressive environment like that, where there's a regime in place that has this fucking propaganda, mind control, information lockdown. They're just like beaten dogs.
But I also think,
go lay down. That's it.
I also think what you were saying earlier becomes important about the level of the rebellion. Like, I don't necessarily know that when it spread to 50 cities and all these regular workers were joining in the rebellion, that they wanted to topple the government and have full freedom. Like, they wanted more food for their children. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I think
that's what it said. Everything was so spread out. Everybody had different wants and needs.
But I think the level of freedom and rebellion that we might be attributing to this as Americans is probably not accurate.
No,
I think they probably wanted more basic shit.
Yeah. They wanted literally said better food in the cafeteria and better.
Well, if you take it
conditions in their dorms.
Yeah. If you take it, they wanted to be able to form groups and stuff at college. Like that's how bullshit this is. You know,
they probably couldn't have a chess club or something. Right.
Yeah. No, they probably couldn't. Yeah. Like, well, they couldn't wear colors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so if you take it to that basis,
hey, can we make a special shirt for a chess club?
No.
Yeah, you can't have a special shirt for your chess club. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when it spreads to the other cities and you're looking, maybe they want a little better work environment conditions. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, you know, maybe there's housing that they want, you know, kept up or something, you know, like it could be something. Everybody had different
food was scarce. You had to count grains of rice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You literally had like rations.
Yeah.
That makes people act different.
It really makes you appreciate where we live. Yeah, everybody's mad at America and you know, Donald Trump's ruining America, but yet we're able to do kind of what we want, you know, there's some shit that needs to be fixed, but you know, you have to be proud and happy that you were born here live here now. So, because it could be this, we could be riding over, hey, we want more food and fucking, can we wear colors?
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah, sooner or later.
Don't worry about it.
I'm waiting. I don't think so. They're raising everybody today is just being like, everybody's so not focused on that shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's like not going to happen. Nobody will work together. Everybody's divided and separated.
Yeah.
Because I don't give a fuck about you being vegan, and I don't care about your beard, Brent. We're not working together.
Dang.
That was harsh.
Oh. Does this mean you're not going to taint me on Gooch later?
No. Huh. Of course I am.
Ooh. So it could be virtual, friend. Virtual pumps, I'm fine.
So Gorbachev shows up, and they start blocking his route so he can't go the places he wants to go. Huge embarrassment for the Politburo that runs China. Apparently a lot of the Chinese people knew that the communist government had
really good gray chicken. They couldn't have orange chicken.
Yeah.
The colors weren't there.
Yeah.
But they knew that the government and the Soviet Union was collapsing. The Chinese people did. So this is like a big deal. And it's even just more fuel to the fire of why the government is afraid. And if they're willing to step up and do this shit when Gorbachev is here, holy fucking shit.
Mary Berliner had just left the wall. She got divorced and shit.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a bridge breakup somewhere.
Yeah, bad shit's happening all over.
Yeah.
So Gorbachev gets there on the 15th. On the 16th, in just a matter of a couple of days, there's now 3,000 people in the hunger strike.
Yeah.
And they have an emergency meeting where the students, that one politician who's on the student side, meets with the students to say, hey, what can we do? You know, we need to try to come up with something. And they demand that they have a dialogue and they start to do reforms. And he takes it back to the rest of the government. And Liu Kang says, like, we're not doing it. Like, he says, his quote is, their goals are to topple the Chinese Communist Party, to completely repudiate the People's Democratic Dictatorship. It's more and more clear that a tiny minority is trying to use the turmoil to reach its political goal. And his fear is that people are controlling the students to their own political ends.
You never know.
Sure.
That could have been.
Absolutely could have been.
The background of it.
Absolutely.
Liu Kang wins.
Exactly. He should have liked to finish him.
Yeah.
He's got a hell of a finishing moves. It involves armored personnel carriers and machine guns.
That would be funny. Mortal Kombat, the new one that comes out. Liu Kang wins. Finish him. It's like fucking Here Comes the Tank.
So they start to put in Deng Xiaoping, the main guy in China, wants to bring in martial law to end the hunger strike.
They basically find that it's like, this is a point of no return. If this escalates anymore and we don't declare martial law, I think martial law, his martial law wins.
Martial
That's
law.
Another one. I forgot. That is one. You don't have to change that. Yeah. Martial law is a fucking character. Yeah. Liu Kang and martial law. So martial law, they said, if we don't declare martial law, we will be in house arrest. So basically, like, yeah, two choices. We take the power now and lock it down, or we're going to be hiding in our fucking houses because these people are going to
turn into that
doorstep.
Right. Sooner or later. Yeah, right. that's what it turns into.
So they have a meeting, the Politburo, to approve the declaration of martial law. That politician who's on the side of the students allegedly had written a letter of resignation that he was going to turn in on the 18th. And they had that meeting on the 18th of May.
Is that the talk where they actually talked to a couple students? There was a point where the political leaders met with some students, but they were kind of dismissive of them. Like, I'm not going to fucking hear your shit.
Right.
And they said it was kind of crazy because, like I said earlier, you couldn't even look at the emperor before. Right. And then now you have this person in power and they have video of it. And they're like shaking their finger at him, like pointing at him and talking, like scolding the leader that, like, we're not your children. Cause he kept saying, you're like my children. Why are you doing that? Like, we're not your children. You're not our father. We're citizens. And we just want, like, these living standards, and they're pointing at him, telling him shit.
Right.
And, like, no one had done that to, like, scold and wag your finger in his fucking face.
He probably walked away just hot.
Yeah.
Well, he walked away hot enough to declare martial law that night.
Oh, yeah, bitches, I got tanks.
Yeah, fuck off.
He's like, you know what? Fuck this. You're dead.
So they declare martial law, and the students realize that since they're declaring martial law, they end their hunger strike, and they have a sit-in in Tiananmen Square that draws an estimated 1.2 million supporters.
And here's what's crazy, too. At this point, they realize, like, this is escalating out of control beyond our means. Like, the government is declaring martial law. This is not our goal. Like, our goal was, they thought if they protested big enough and loud enough that they would get their demands met, but instead it's just getting met back with, like, aggression and militants.
Yeah, right.
And now martial law
it only happens, like, the more, the bigger it gets, the worse the stand-up the government's gonna
be. Well, the crazy thing is, they thought okay, maybe we should just go ahead and peacefully depart in lieu of violence, because who knows what's coming next. There may be riots, you know, not looking for a revolution necessarily. It was a peaceful protest to start out, and they hold a vote. It's the first time they try to act democratically, and they try to say, like, oh, this is democracy, and they hold a vote, but the vote doesn't, it turns out majority, but they don't understand the concept of a majority vote and democracy. So they go, oh, everyone didn't vote the same thing. This isn't going to work. That we can't leave. We can't go. Do we stay? Do we go? And it's because they didn't understand the concept of how a vote works.
Right. It's got to be all or nothing.
It was all or nothing for them. Like, it's like yes or no.
Yeah.
And they thought, if not everyone votes to leave, then we can't leave. So they stayed.
Right.
It's just fucking crazy to me. Yeah. Like, the thing they were fighting for, they didn't even understand what it was because they were so repressed.
Yeah.
It's a trip.
So, and on that same
day, they wanted something. They just didn't know.
They just knew they needed better. This was not
the
way to live.
It's like driving around with your wife looking for dinner.
Right.
What do you want to eat? I don't know. What do you want?
That is such a universal fucking truth. You know what I mean? And it's like, and I feel like it's not us, because you're like, how about this?
Nah. Yeah, I'm not really feeling that. Anything but this. And you're like, okay, well, what about this?
Or you go, whatever the fuck you want then, right? And that still doesn't work. Well, I don't know. What do you want? I don't I want you to pick something is what I fucking want.
No, what's great is they're like, I don't know. Just whatever you want. Just pick something. I'm like, all right, I want this.
Oh, I'm like, you know what I do? I'm like, well, we got fucking Top Ramen at home. I can just drive straight fucking home.
Yeah.
You see someplace on the way home you want to go, point at it. We'll go.
Because
otherwise it's about to be Top Ramen and grilled cheese. And I'm not making it because I'm not hungry.
Is.
How about that? Yeah. I'm going to have rice and fucking hummus.
Black beans.
Yeah, I got something to warm up. That's when I get real lazy if I don't want to cook the black beans.
The main supporter of the students gets removed from office on May 19th, right after the martial law is declared.
Oh, yeah.
And then on the 20th, the People's Liberation Army gets sent into Beijing to occupy the city, and it does not go well. A huge number, I mean, you have 1.2 million protesters, and they start to block the army. So they
surround
can't get
the trucks and start basically winning over the soldiers. They start handing them fucking.
They start giving good food to the soldiers.
Blow jobs.
They force the soldiers into certain neighborhoods. They don't let them go into the neighborhoods they want to go into, and they force them. And then when the soldiers want to leave the neighborhoods, they cannot. They're
totally surrounded. They have the kids call them Uncle Soldier. they start telling him, tell Uncle Soldier not to kill us. Tell Uncle Soldier not to shoot us. Ask Uncle Soldier why he is trying to fight us.
Yeah.
And they start to win over because they're like, God, that's right. It's just right. my people. Like, that could be my fucking aunt. Exactly. That could be my niece. Exactly. That's my nephew. That's
and
my
you start
son.
To see photos of every of them hanging out. Like
sitting up in the back like of the trucks on the convoy.
There's protester lines of like metal barricades with like the protesters on one side and the soldiers on the other side. And it looks like they're all just fucking sitting down, hanging out yep. with each other.
So they, I think it's like 3 days at last and they just bail out.
Yeah.
The soldiers leave.
But they only leave. They want to leave sooner mm-hmm. and they want to get to Tiananmen Square. The people won't let them leave sooner and right. won't let them get to Tiananmen Square because they're completely fucking surrounded. So the soul and they know the soldiers have orders not to fire, not to hurt anybody, et cetera.
That's not what I show. I show that they
no,
got
it comes
showed.
Back.
Oh, is that
this
what it is?
Yeah, at this, the first round.
First
yeah,
one. The okay, first okay, round.
First
okay,
martial
okay.
law.
Yeah. yeah.
Okay.
So by May 24th, the troops finally leave. And it's just another fucking black eye for the government. We tried to send in the army. They got a bunch of good food, forced into neighborhoods they couldn't leave, and then were let out when the protesters wanted yeah. them to. It was just another fucking smear against them. So between May 25th and June 1st, they kept demonstrating. And at this point, because there's so much craziness in the streets, there really is a free press. People are passing around pamphlets. People are writing the truth. People are self-publishing newspapers. No one's stopping them.
Right.
There's no police.
Life is great.
There's no police. Yeah. There's no,
they're
just
burning
like,
pictures of Mao and yeah. flags and all kinds of shit. Yep. They're acting like they're fucking like hippies at Berkeley or yeah. something at a protest,
yeah. Yeah.
which is just unheard of. They're all wearing fucking Karate Kid headbands too the whole
time. Hell yeah.
It's like, sick. What's that about, man? What's that mean? Like, that's like a revolutionary, like fucking cool guy. We should bring headbands back.
Yeah, we should. No, they're not.
No? The no. easy it fits in your
they
pocket.
They were never in.
What purpose does it serve? It's not holding their hair back either. They have short hair. It's literally a fashion statement.
When I exercise, like I wear a headband.
That's for sweat.
Yes.
Yeah. But I want to see this shit. What headband? What's on it?
It's a black Under Armour headband.
There's it doesn't tie in the back. It's just like a headband that's elastic.
I would prefer to just take a do-rag and tie it on my head, but a lot of gyms get all saucy about it because they don't want you to wear like to
it's
look like a
affiliate.
Gangster. Yeah, exactly.
Dave and his Under Armour headband.
Even if you had a do-rag, Dave, you won't look like
thank
a gangster.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've made Christ. This argument to managers and then they apologize and insist.
I'd like to talk to the manager about my do-rag.
Can I speak to the owner of the gym?
Yeah. Do I look like a gangster to you? Would a gangster ask for the manager? I would have just shot the place up or something, right?
Does a gangster wear glasses? Is a gangster orange?
I wouldn't even hurt a cow.
Look at my crotch.
Yeah.
But they did apologize.
I just want to do Tai Chi in the aerobics room.
So then I had to go buy a black Under Armour headband.
Nice. Wow. I mean, we need pictures.
They apologize and said, sorry, but you can't wear it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Dave won't do it. Somebody make a picture of Dave wearing a black Under Armour headband and it's a meme and it says, I'd like to talk to your manager. It exists. It's so cool. It's like we have one of those Star Trek machines where you can just make whatever you want. What's that thing called?
A replicator.
The make whatever you want thing?
Yeah, the yeah. replicator. We have one of those. You just say it, and it comes in the form of a picture. I mean, Dan Canchero, he has a 3D printer. He could probably print you. Once we have the drawing, he could print you That's in 3D, true. Like a little Simpsons character yeah. wearing a headband, asking
you're
for
way
a manager.
In, you're way more into that than I am.
Oh, I am.
You know,
I like it.
I think it's a waste of time, but
no.
So June 3rd, since word is spreading of how many people are rioting here, they're losing grip on other cities, and they order hundreds of thousands of troops from all over China to descend on Beijing. So Beijing, and again, they do the same exact thing. They flood the streets to try to block the soldiers on June 3rd, like they did earlier. They set up barricades at intersections. And this is where shit starts to go south.
Yeah.
Like at this point, the fucking gloves are off and the same ploys aren't going to work anymore. And so they, at about 10:30 PM on June 3rd, there's an apartment building called the Muxidi apartment buildings, which is where a bunch of high level party officials live. And the citizens near there get really fucking pissed off and start to try to break through the barricades and storm past where the soldiers are. And, they start throwing rocks. They set some fucking cars on fire and the soldiers start firing at unarmed civilians with AK-47s.
They basically say, we're going to count to five and then we're going to shoot you.
Right.
And everyone's like, what? And then they fucking take off running and they mow them down from their backs.
Right.
they start shooting them as
I don't think they quite
away.
I don't think they understood that I'm going to count till whatever before I shoot. Yeah. The point of that is to give you enough time to get away and me not to shoot. Not like I'm going to count to three and then I'm shooting you. It's like, well, fuck off then. I'm going to hit you with this rock.
It's because they didn't have Sesame Street and they didn't know how to count.
You're right.
If they had let the media in. Yeah.
You kind of say,
they didn't understand what five was. They just said it in Chinese.
If they were like, you got 60 seconds and we're going to fire.
Sesame Seed.
That's an Asian joke.
So this gets to June 4th. At about 1 a.m. on June 4th, the army en masse reaches Tiananmen Square, and they're just fucking waiting for orders.
Most of the carnage happens outside of Tiananmen Square like more the massacre of Beijing. Yeah.
Right. So they're told not to fire their guns, but that no matter what, they have to clear the square by 6 a.m. So they've got 5 hours to clear the square or else.
Right.
Right. But don't fire your guns.
It said no delays will be tolerated.
Right. Exactly.
That's crazy. Because if you're in the army, you probably don't want to hurt these people. They're civilians, whatever.
Right, exactly.
But you're told this is what you're going to do and you're going to be fucked if you don't do it.
They make a final offer for amnesty for the students. They say this is your last chance to fucking pack this shit up and go. And at 4 a.m, the students put it to a vote to either leave or stay.
They all didn't vote to leave, so they stayed.
Exactly. So they stayed. That morning, a bunch of people that they think were the parents of the student protesters tried to re-enter Tiananmen Square. The soldiers order them to leave. And the citizens won't, and they just start fucking shooting.
And I think between the hours of 1 and 3, there was a ton of fucking carnage too. Yeah. So, and the thing is, they were shooting. They said it wasn't like from a front; it was from all directions. They were firing and just fucking raking apartment buildings. People were dying in their kitchen.
Yeah,
kids were getting shot.
They weren't part of it.
They're like looking down on the balcony, and they realize, like, oh shit! Like they're shooting up here at the apartments. It's not like it's just fire coming across the crowd. It's at an elevator. They're shooting.
You know what? I think on that, they wanted to prove a point. They probably told them to do that.
Right.
Just fucking kill
everybody. The official
was
probably that. Yeah. So they start killing just fucking.
And again, it wasn't
people.
Black and white. I don't know his name and I didn't read the article too thoroughly, but there was a whole article about a major general who was in charge of an entire group that was sent to Beijing. And he defied orders and refused.
Right.
And he told his soldiers, don't do this.
Right.
Like fucking don't do it. Like leave.
Yeah. You're going to be.
Obviously, he got in a shit ton of trouble and so forth, but it's not like everyone in the army was like, yay, let's do this. Like, there were entire factions.
Well, that's what I was saying, that they probably weren't happy about doing it, but they were told to, and like I said, it wasn't going to be tolerated if they didn't.
Yeah.
But it's also, I mean, at one point, a bunch of the students overtook a machine gun nest and took a machine gun from the
Then they're like,
it could have turned into, if this would have been a little different, it could have turned in fucking real bad for everybody.
They had some Molotov cocktails. They took over a couple tanks. Yeah. They were on top of the fucking things, like smashing it with fucking hammers, trying to knock out the little windows that were there on the tanks.
Yeah, by that time, if they're already shooting at you, I mean, what are you going to do?
Right.
It was so bad that ambulances were running in and out to the point that rickshaw taxis and bicycle people started grabbing bodies
wounded.
And taking them out to try to get them to hospitals and stuff. It was just it was unexpected and insane.
So there was a journalist that the Frontline interviewed who was there in Beijing when it happened, and her name is Jan Wong. And she was talking about this night, and she was talking about the various waves of violence that kept happening and dying down. And she said, quote, after a little while, 40 minutes, people would gather up their nerve again and would crawl back to the corner and start screaming at the soldiers. And then the commander would eventually give another signal and they'd shoot more in the backs. And this went on more than half a dozen times throughout the day.
And so they would run up and then clear, clear.
And
as they were
back,
running away, they would shoot them. Yeah.
And rescue workers would come in to remove the wounded and they'd get fucking shot, and killed. The Red Cross, their initial report as this massacre is going down was that there were 2,600 people that were killed. But they backed off because the Chinese government put a bunch of pressure on them and said, don't fucking say that number.
I like the official Chinese government announcement was that the number of dead were between 0 and 300.
Yeah.
That was their
final figure was 241.
With 23 of that being soldiers.
Yeah. But the this just got declassified.
I heard it could be as many as 10,000.
Yeah, this is the thing. 10,000. So recently, I don't know the exact year.
10,454 on here.
But within the last couple of years, a declassified British document came out. And the British ambassador to China, Sir Alan Donald, wrote a diplomatic cable, and he had contacts in the Politburo, in the Chinese government, et cetera. And on the 5th of June, he said what exactly happened, how many people died. And he said that it was 10,000 over. He said it was over 10,000 people.
You're talking like bulldozer. Like, how are you?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Dragging those bodies in the trucks.
The thing that was reported.
Nobody knows. Like, you know what I mean? Like, after this, everybody's gone and away.
Right.
The cable
bring in, you know.
The cable that the ambassador sent to the Prime Minister of England that just got declassified recently said, quote, students linked arms but were mown down, including soldiers. APCs ran over bodies time and time again to make, quote, pie, and the remains were collected by bulldozer.
Oh,
remains
my God.
Incinerated and then hosed down drains. Four wounded girl students begged for their lives but were bayoneted.
Yeah,
I saw an interview with a guy who described being run over by a tank.
It was the guy who lost his legs.
Yeah. And he said, crushing and like being smashed to the ground. Yep. I was like, oh my God.
This is the thing. Like, we're looking at this, like, how much information actually got out from China. China's not letting go of this information.
No.
Like, you're going to actually have to talk to somebody who lived through this. Mm-hmm, and they're like, no. And they don't know the numbers.
They're just like,
thousands of people were dead. Like, you know. And if you have one point,
the dude with a shovel probably doesn't know.
If you have 1.2 million people there,
mm-hmm,
the odds of 10,000 people dying and something like that,
right?
Easy.
And no one probably has an accurate number. If you're making, would you call it mash? Like what?
Pie. Yeah. Running over and making
smashing,
pie.
Smashing and making pie.
And you can see, there's some China pictures pie that are fucking disturbing. There was a picture of all these bicycles that were just pressed flat with blood all over the fucking street. And I was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
A dude said like he had a girl was running behind him and she just got shot in the head.
Yeah.
He's like, to this day, I know that they were aiming at me. Like they hit the girl. He's like, no, the bullet was meant for me.
They hit the girl and then they were going to shoot him too and just didn't.
Right.
Like, they didn't care.
Well, here's part of the thing though. So in the weeks after the attack, the government said that there were hordes of counter-revolutionaries rampaging throughout China and the government had to forcefully end a rebellion. And that they don't know the numbers, but tens of thousands of people were arrested, imprisoned, and executed. This is one of the reasons that it's not talked about.
Right.
Because if tens of thousands of people were taken away to labor camps, killed, et cetera, all those eyewitnesses, poof.
Yeah,
like they're fucking gone.
Yeah, they're gone.
Like, don't have to worry about it.
Right? We're all like, how could you possibly keep that secret? Like, fucking, how could you kill them all?
They round them up.
Find everybody who knew something and kill them.
Yeah, how could you keep 9/11 on secret? How could you? Right. There's too many people involved. Like, they just smashed.
And they don't.
And fucking labor camps, 30,000 people.
The other thing is, too, that the Chinese people didn't have the means to put this information out.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, and are you going to be the one to go tell somebody something?
Right.
No.
They were encoded in fortune cookies. If you put them all together,
that's right.
That's what it is.
It spells
so then
help.
The big moment on June 5th, after all the slaughter and everything, the city is quieted. There's still tanks driving through the streets, et cetera. And then this is when that sort of final, act of resistance happens with Tank Man. So the rebellion's done. There's people behind barricades that are just watching the military parade go through. And this motherfucker holding his jacket in one hand and a briefcase in the other hops the barrier.
Groceries or something. Yeah. I don't know what he has in his hand.
It looks like a satchel of some sort. And he gets on one of the main boulevards and, oh no, it says shopping bags. It looks like a briefcase or something, but he steps in front of the tanks and the tank stops and tries to go around him and he fucking cock blocks the tank and gets in front of it.
Like he's playing soccer or something.
He just steps to the side and gets in front of it. And the tank tries a couple times to maneuver and it's the head of the column. There's a whole column of tanks behind him and he keeps moving and moving and the tank finally stops and shuts its engine off.
Cause he was doesn't all, I just fucking washed my tracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't be having it all.
Well, I mean, there's fucking,
I just got all the pie off my tracks.
There's four cats in this tank that don't want to fucking run over some dude. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they shut the engine off. So the entire column stops and then the guy gets on top of the tank and starts having a conversation with the people in the tank and no one to this day knows what was said to the people in the tank. And then I guess a bunch of people
I heard he gave him Billy the Kid's enchilada recipe.
I think that is what happened. But a bunch of he jumps off the tank, and a bunch of people from the crowd run up and grab him and absorb him into the crowd to make him disappear.
And there's like some names that have been released, like to say this guy's name was like in a British newspaper or something, but there's no like follow up. No one could verify that. So to this day, they don't know who that guy is.
No, they don't know who he is.
Weird stuff here, because some of the pictures show him with something in his left hand. And then you go to different pictures and it shows him to that bag thing in the right hand too. So at some point,
something
changed.
To me, it looked like
there's some pictures with him with nothing in his hand. So like that one, he has nothing in his right hand, and there's weird, and it's everything else is the same.
Right.
His positioning is a little different, I guess, but yeah, maybe he moved.
So did you see how that footage and those photos happened? There was like a journalist, I think it was an American journalist, that was up in the balcony of one of the hotels filming it. So that's where this film comes from. And they could see that there was like the fucking government guys were over on different balcony watching them with binoculars. So they saw that he got the footage of that. So he was like, fuck. So he runs inside his hotel room, pulls his film out, hides it in the top of the toilet tank, and puts a different film in there that he had taken the day before that was of some shit of value.
Right.
So it looked like, oh, it was like still he was going to be in trouble. And then he said like minutes later, boom, the door breaks open. Fucking people come in, take his camera, pull the fucking film out, shuffle him out. And finally, once he's released and they're like, they're happy with whatever, he fucking sneaks down like the back streets. Like, I think it's days later too. It's like 3 days later, gets back to that room and nobody had flushed the toilet or anything yet, pulls the fucking film out and gets it out. And that's where
apparently when he was on the back streets, a bunch of boys helped him.
They did. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was fucking hot. It was like 98 degrees. Like, you know? So.
Yeah, but, his microwave tower was in sync with.
Well, the other thing that was trouble is there's all this traffic moving in one direction.
And was it, so on, a ba- was it on a back street?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He said that already.
Did he?
That's how it started. Oh. Yeah.
He's so sad.
Yeah.
So, and I read one article that said that some people theorized that the people who scooped him up in the crowd were actually government agents.
Right.
Making him disappear. But
someone said they saw him with a shaved head or something in shackles days later.
Right.
But they couldn't tell because they all looked the same. Yeah.
Yeah. They were all in gray. So, so that's the Tiananmen Square massacre. And again, I remembered that there was a riot. I remembered the tank guy. That's about it.
Right.
Like, I didn't know that there were 1.2 million protesters in the main fucking city in China.
I only knew of the political stand of the tank man. I didn't realize there was so much carnage surrounding it, or that it was at the end of riots. Yeah, I had no idea.
I never.
And
I
as much as 10,000 people got fucking mowed down and run over and made into.
I would honestly 30,000
total hush.
I would honestly say if you go online, that's actually what I was looking at with the backstreet thing. I was looking at some of the pictures. I was trying to find the bike picture you said. But which is, there's probably 40, 50 people smashed on bikes right there.
Yeah.
But then I was looking at, there's this rows of people with rope. They're all roped up and they're all roped together. I mean, thousands of people. Like you can imagine how many people they caught and rounded up. Yep. So 30 to 40,000, easy. Out of 1.2 million people.
Just take them out to Dirt Nap Highway and fucking dig a ditch. Like nothing to worry about.
Yeah. 50 gallon plastic drums.
Yep. You don't even need that. Fuck it. Leave them in a pile.
That's true. they don't need to hide them. Like, no. I guess the government's not looking for them.
Exactly. Like, fucking crazy. Yeah. You know, and I mean, granted, I mean, China is a largely transformed place between now and then. There are a lot more freedoms for the people, et cetera. I mean, there's a whole middle class that's grown. You know, I think a lot of it happened when Hong Kong got turned over and all, you know, all the different stuff going on. But it's a crazy fucking place. And again, there still isn't freedom of information and all that, but
it's crazy. Tiananmen
Square was a bitch. Yeah.
I wanted to make an NSYNC joke because there was a toilet back and then there was the One Direction 98 degrees, all that stuff. Somehow NSYNC, like he could have washed the film.
He did NSYNC.
How'd you do NSYNC?
You didn't hear it?
Uh-uh.
So they had a microwave tower that was NSYNC with CNN.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah.
I missed that one. You missed Backstreet.
I missed Backstreet. I heard the 98 degrees. I heard the NSYNC and I thought I was going to be cool and swoop in with the Backstreet. And you're like, nope.
That's my whole boy band.
Thank you. Thank you, Brent. There has to be.
Boys the Men. That's not a boy band.
Pretty much. That's as boy band as black people get.
What about the Monkees?
Oh, maybe, I guess. The Monkees? I mean, people say they monkey around. They're too busy.
That's
singing.
Not a boy band though. Like,
I guess it has to be newer. Actually, you know what? Boys in the Mix.
Oh, New Kids on the Block.
Oh, New Kids on the Block. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Damn, yeah. We could have used that for sure.
Yeah,
I mean, that's true.
We could have. So that's talking about what we could have done. Oh man, it would have been. This show would have been so much better.
Dude, just named more boy bands.
Ah, man.
So do I have another? I have another prize to give away.
Well, I want to first thank Stacy Borden, who sent me. She's hip to the vegan struggle of ranch dressing, right, and the crazy ranch commodity market that's happening on Amazon. And she sent me 2 vegan candy bars and 4 bottles of the vegan ranch dressing.
That's
and
that money,
I've
been, dude.
Like, yeah. you don't understand. Like, I buy shit from Amazon constantly, probably twice a week. I'm on there looking at the ranch market, seeing if it's an affordable
ranch market.
It is.
This is ridiculous.
It is fucking ridiculous.
This is fucking ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I'm going to look right now while anyway, he's giving his shout out. I'm gonna see what the ranch market is at right now.
I'm going to taint. What is it? Taint Gooch?
taint someone
yeah.
on Gooch?
Yeah, I'm going to taint Stacy Borden on Gooch later. Yeah. So
it's kind of a masculine thing. I think you're supposed think to, so. Yeah. It's, you have to taint her on Cooch. She's on Cooch, not Gooch. Yeah.
Quarter? Oh, she's on Cooch?
She's on Cooch, not Gooch.
You sure?
Gooch,
you friends
the,
with her on?
Gooch is the guy's side.
Why is there only guys on there? I'm off of there. I'm off
you're
of
out
here.
Now?
This is, I'm out.
It's currently
cross-platform.
The ranch dressing is the lowest I've seen it in weeks, and it's $8.80 a bottle.
Now she spent $36 on you for sure.
Well, she probably has a store in town and spent $3 a bottle, which is what it should fucking cost. Right.
Shouldn't even cost that.
But if she can buy it in town, she needs to start an Amazon store cheaper. And start fucking selling that shit.
You're just going to sell it, huh? You're not even going to use it.
Oh, I'm eating it.
Salad for weeks.
Eat I'm eating it.
The fuck were you saying? Oh, prize. So we're giving away another social media prize for participation. And it's going to Kobe Johnson. Could be a boy, could be a girl. I think it's a guy. But their name on Instagram is this Instagram? I'm lost. Yeah, it's on Instagram. Is Gooch. rolling_funder. And basically I awarded this to them. They're getting the pocket sauce keychain as well. And it's because they realized on our bonus episode, something that a lot of people don't realize. And they stated it in the comments. And it's basically that something seems different about that episode. It doesn't seem like a regular
episode.
It's not
a normal episode.
So, and I wanted to reward them for noticing that. Cause not a lot of people.
Nobody notices that.
Yeah. It's like, confusing.
It's almost a hidden fact.
Yeah.
We'll explain.
I guess we'll have to say that in the beginning.
We'll have to. We'll make sure.
Sometimes
I get confused.
We said it yesterday, actually.
I forgot.
We explained it yesterday, but in the time frame of things.
That's true.
Did
we say? I don't think we did.
No, because I was really confused. I was really confused.
See me on the next one.
You guys cleared it up for me.
But Kobe Johnson, hit me up on social media and I will mail you a hot sauce keychain.
Mm-hmm.
And is that all I got on there?
And also, taint you on quat.
Taint you on quat. Kumquat.
Kumquat. What's the woman? What'd you say? A snatch?
Cooch.
Cooch.
Yeah, Cooch. You can taint her on Cooch. Yeah. It might be cross-platform.
I don't know.
I'm new to the platform. I only tainted
it's
you
very
so far.
New.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Maybe that's wrong.
Maybe you're not supposed to do that to dudes. Maybe we have to figure that out.
It's a good thing I did it to you. And it's not embarrassing. Yeah. I could have tainted
you. Yeah, I wasn't embarrassed.
We'll have to look it up.
I was like, I expected it.
I can't keep up with these kids. Crazy kids.
Yeah. Tide Pods.
Thank you to El Yucateco Hot Sauce. That is our primary sponsor. You can get it at Walmart, at Target, at your little Mexican grocery store.
Well, I got an idea for them.
What? Let's hear it.
Since the Tide Pods are big, we do El Yucateco Pods. it's just a pod of El Yucateco and you fucking
We sort of have them. I have those packs. I have those little ketchup packs.
But they don't dissolve in your mouth, though.
Like an edible.
Yeah, it needs to dissolve in your mouth.
Do Tide Pods dissolve in your mouth?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess because the water.
Yeah, that's how the water hits it. Yeah.
Oh, weird.
You've never had one? Come on.
You haven't lived.
Yeah.
Ribs in Kansas City, Tide Pods in Bakersfield. Yeah. You're fucking up, man.
Fuck.
Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. Go to printdirtcheap.com.
Don't make fun of them ribs. Them ribs are fucking good.
I didn't know. You wouldn't have let me have any. I was busy sharing burgers.
They were sweet. They were sweet, though. You don't want the sweet ribs.
I know that ribs are going to be sweet. I just don't want like a tri-tip sandwich to be sweet. I don't want barbecue sauce on my tri-tip sandwich.
Barbecue sauce
should
be sweet baby Rays, baby.
Tri-tip should be savory, not sweet.
Sweet baby Rays is delicious.
That's right.
No, that stuff's good. It is good. I just don't want
it on
tri-tip.
It's the closest to real barbecue sauce that you can buy at a store.
You know what barbecue sauce is actually fucking good? Wendy's.
Sweet baby Rays.
No, Wendy's barbecue sauce. You don't even know.
I'm going to say no.
You're saying no, but you'd be surprised.
I'll be surprised then.
All right. You will be. Thank you to Print Dirt Cheap. Go to printdirtcheap.com to order stickers and printed goods and use code SOFAKING to Observa Savings. Thank you to DeLeon Graphics for our silkscreen printed goods. Those products like t-shirts, and that's it, like t-shirts right now, are available. Ooh, Brad's going deep. On sofakingpodcast.com/shop. You can go there and buy the Arrow shirt and what's the other one called? The Retro shirt. And we also have some other stuff coming that Brad has designed and with some help from Hilgenfeld. And so we got some stuff in the works coming soon. Thank you to Digital Creations for our heat press goods. And thank you to Dan Camrio Jiu-Jitsu. You can log on to armhunter.com. And then also, thank you to
shout outs, podcast we listen to, Jeremy from podcast we listen to, go check them out.
It's out of my mouth. Look,
yep. You had it. I want to say thank you to Michelle Campbell for the wombat. Cause we weren't sure when we said
right.
the wombat, who we got it from. You said you thought it was, but thank you. Julie Rolfe, she upped her, pledge on Patreon. I just want to say thank you. There's some others too, right. But that was the last one I saw. Zach Weaver sent me a picture of him stuffing 6 sausages in his mouth at once. While saying,
I just don't know how those guys stood so close together. It was crazy.
I don't either.
That's a weird arrangement.
Yeah. It was very weird. It was like tripod-y, but it was like 6. It was really strange.
It was like twisted.
Yeah, it was a sex pod.
Yeah, impressive.
Yeah. So, Zach, good job. We applaud you.
Fucked me up. Send us your stickers. We'll mail them out in our packages. Yeah. Check out Potter and Love Con on Instagram. That's going to be happening. It is a podcast convention, and it's going to be in the Fringe Quarter. In
New Orleans,
it's gonna be hot and sweaty. Mom Spaghetti, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, 2018. Allegedly, we'll be there. Gen Y will be there. But you guys need to go check it out and give some support. Follow them and like their Instagram and ask them about tickets and things like that. What else to have? Podcast shout outs.
That's it. Follow us on Instagram at Sofa King Podcast, Sofa King Brad, Sofa King Brent, Sofa King Dave, and the Captain S_SK Quotes. On Facebook at Sofa King Podcast, check out the unofficial SK Ultra group and visit us on patreon.com/Sofa King Podcast. Show us your support. Stop being a fuckface peasant. Give us a dollar. That's all Brent wants. Just a dollar.
Yeah. That's all it takes.
Yeah. End song is called I'm So High by Easy Mac. Don't be a retard.
Yo.
Yo.
Catch me in the mushrooms.
Here, take them.
Yeah, give them to me.
Yeah, take them, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, don't eat too many of those, man.
What? Yo.
Yeah. What?
Why does my voice sound?
Drugs on the table, help to keep you fly like tornadoes. Trying to stay fried like potatoes, DMT dried in the rainbows. Can I put these lines in my nasal? Angel dust in the bathroom, then I started wrestling a baboon. Thought I should've worn a rubber tattoo, then got my dick stuck in the vacuum. Woke up, fuck them pharmaceuticals, don't know how to balance them, I still kinda new to those. Roll the blunt up, order food to go, noodle rolls, kicking bitches out, yelling. Lay in bed a lot, 10 o'clock in the day or night, don't know when to stop. Did so many shrooms, staring at the ceiling, looks like all the paint is peeling. I'm chasing the dragon with Jason and Megan, my major, I fucked that part up.